Let me tell you what that means. It's a brand new thing. By the way, it was signed by Trump. He didn't know he signed it. In December 2020, whenever, remember that 3,000-page omnibus bill that got signed, that there was all this, you know, stuff in it that nobody knew? Well, there was one paragraph in there that said if anybody used fraud or false evidence appearing real to profit during COVID, that the federal government's going to come after them. I think that's a great deal. Where are they at going after Pfizer, Moderna, J&J, Tony Fauci, all these people that lied to you and told you if you got this shot, then you don't have to, then the world opens back up again. They made $100 billion off of all of us. And they came after some little old doctor in Missouri to make an example out of. Let me tell you something. Get your calculator out. Let me tell you what they said. They said, Dr. Napudi, we're coming after you for telling people to take vitamins and nutrients and minerals and all this stuff. And they said, guess what? It's a $40,000 civil penalty for every time you violated this act. Guess how many times they said I violated it? 12,555,000 times. Yeah, that's your government, folks. That's a half what? Half a billion dollars? It's ridiculous. So the reality is this. The reality is I could have stopped, like Tom Wren said. Tom says, hey, you know, I didn't have to take this stand. Yes, I did. And I want to show you why I had to take this stand. That's why. Those are my babies. And I'm going to tell you something right now. How many of you are still standing in this battle? How many of you know that we must link arms and we have to stand firm? Because how many people, how many doctors, how many scientists, how many people early on said, no, we're not doing this. And they what? They got bought off. They got knocked out. They got fired from their jobs. And now where are we at now? We're here now where there's only a few of us standing. Ladies and gentlemen, I'm going to tell you right now, God has been dealing with me. And how many of you has God been dealing with? How many of you in this room has lost something over the last 2-3 years? How many of you lost anything? You know, a loved one, relationships with friends and family, respect for your government, a doctor-patient relationship. All these things have been lost. We can get those back, but we can get it back in a righteous way if we stand for what's right. Ladies and gentlemen, ever since I was 15 years old, I've been on my own. I'm a son of a pig farmer from Central Illinois that just wanted to help people. And my parents taught me when I was young that you stand for what's right. I'd rather swallow a jagged pill of truth that hurts going down than you feeding me some BS that tastes real good. Y'all know what I'm saying? Now, I'll tell you this. My whole life, I've never asked for any help. I've never asked for anything. I've just worked and just served. Ladies and gentlemen, I've spent over $3 million I spent my whole life savings defending myself and standing up for what's right because of that right there. Because my kids' kids will not live in a world of tyranny as long as I have breath in my lungs and the ability to stand for what's right. You see, a lot of people talk, but only some people do. And we're in Missouri. This is the show me state. And there's a lot of great men and women that have been on this stage showing you what they've been doing. And I want to thank Clay Clark and General Mike Flynn for standing up from the beginning of this, from the beginning, and giving us the opportunity to share with you the truth. Millions and millions of people saw the videos that we did. 30 million people saw one of the first videos that we did about COVID. How many of y'all saw the videos that we did? And then all of a sudden, it was like, where'd Dr. Napudi go? Well, I want to share a few things with you of what happens when a doctor stands up. Here's what, I had to write this down. Over the last 2 years, here's what's happened to me. Not only have they gone after me for hundreds of millions of dollars, they shut five of my banks. You ever heard of debanking? You know when General Flynn was debanked? You guys remember when Mike Lindell was? I'm a trendsetter. I started that, guys. Five of them shut me down. The medical boards came after my license five times. That number five is pretty interesting, isn't it? We beat them every time because we stood. And we're still standing. And you know what they're scared of? They're scared of us standing and being brave. They weren't afraid of what we said. They were afraid of how many people heard what we said. That's exactly what came out of their mouth. We don't care what he said, it's how many people heard him say it. They're afraid of courage being contagious. That's what's contagious. This fear can be destroyed if you have faith and you have facts. Guess what else they did? This is why your doctors don't stand up, because when you go right at that snake and you stand, they come at you with everything. Not only have I spent literally everything I have defending and standing for myself and standing for my children, because I'm not going to be a 70-year-old man going, I wish I woulda, and living with regret for the rest of my life. So I'm going to encourage all of you right now that are online, that are concerned and are scared. If you want to get in this fight, you can get in this fight. The time is now. And all of these speakers are right. Tuesday in this election is just the beginning. That's just the first wave of our victory. We must stay strong and we must continue to fight, because if we don't stand for something, we will fall for anything. They came after our license. They came after my profession. They shut us down in our businesses. Ladies and gentlemen, the Associated Press put press releases about us all over the globe. They didn't even follow procedures. And by the way, after we destroyed the federal government with our facts in our deposition, you know what they did? They hit us with more stuff. I'm supposed to have a trial in 2 weeks. They postponed the trial now until March. You wanna know why? Because their only way to win is for me to run out of ammunition. And I'm not gonna run out of ammunition. Because I'm gonna tell you, you know who's got this? God's got this. And all we get to do is be a part of this amazing victory. I'm gonna tell you one thing, one more thing. Many of you are probably dealing with this. I'm going to tell you, I was dealing with the spirit of something really recently that I had to let go of. Ever since I was 15 years old, I've been on my own. I've been a self-made man. I've done everything and helped people. I've never, ever, ever, ever asked for anything. I'm a giver, not a receiver. Well, a couple weeks ago, the federal government said, hey, Dr. Napudi, guess what? We're going to move your trial back. It's going to cost you probably about another $2.5 to $3 million just to get to the trial. They dropped 2,600 hours of audio and visual that I've done over the last 18 months on COVID. They took 6 minutes of it, and they took 6 minutes of this mashup and said that Dr. Napudi said, if you take vitamins, you don't need a vaccine. I never said that. I said, you don't need a vaccine, period, if you don't want one, period, because it's not a vaccine. Get your story straight. So the reality is, when your doctors don't stand up, it's because of this. It's because of how hard they come at you. This is no joke, ladies and gentlemen. Dr. Peter McCullough, Dr. Sherry Tenpenny, a lot of the other doctors that are being ridiculed for being right. Everything we've said from the beginning is right. Now, how many of you need any more convincing that this is a spiritual battle? This is good versus evil. This is not science. This is political science. How many of you are willing to stand and see this thing through? How many of you are willing to really stand and see this thing through? Well, we're going to see about this. 2 weeks ago, I'm going to tell you this story because I know some of you are dealing with this as well. I had the spirit of pride I had to let go of. The spirit of pride was, I got this. I'll do it all by myself. How many of you have ever heard the phrase and lived by the phrase, if it's meant to be, it's up to me? Well, let me tell you something. God broke me down about 2.5 weeks ago and said, this isn't your battle. This is not your battle. Why are you blocking the blessing that I'm trying to do? This is my glory. This is not your glory. He says, Eric, I'm not going to forget your pain. I'm not going to forget your suffering, but I'm not going to give you the miracle if this miracle can't be a blessing to more people. And let me tell you, this victory, like Tom Wren said, this is one of the biggest battles in our country, because when we get this victory, we get to go back after the medical boards. That's a big problem. We get to go back after the banks that debanked us. We get to go after the credit unions that shut our credit processing down. We get to go after all these people that did us wrong, because I'm telling you, I'm not for amnesty for any of these people. And you're not going to pass the buck on me. So if you want to support us, you want to help us, please check this out. It's hard for me to ask for help. Ladies and gentlemen, I'm just a little pig farmer from Central Illinois, and I've put up $5 million of my own money, my whole life savings, everything I've worked for, sold my stuff so that I could fight this fight. And we're going to win. The government is scared to death of us because we are telling the truth, and there's an army of people behind us. Now, I was raised by my parents when there's nothing left to do but stand. you stand, we need two things. We need love and we need prayer. Can we all pray together for a second? Everybody stand up. Let's go. Stella, come out. I'm going to bring Dr. Stella out here to pray with me and pray with you for a minute. Everybody, Dr. Stella Emanuel, please real quick, let's pray. Let's pray, everybody. Dr. Stella, let it rip, sister.
Father, we just thank you, Lord, for today and thank you for everybody. We thank you for your grace and mercy being released upon every one of us. I thank you for my brother here and everybody that is standing in this battle. Lord, that your hand of protection will be upon us, even as we go home in the name of Jesus. I pray, oh God, that the veil of darkness will come up off the minds of the American people, that they will see your glorious light, oh God. If the living knew what the dead knew, they would stand for righteousness. They will follow you, Lord Jesus. Father, tear the veil off so that we can see the light and come to the light that we may not perish. Draw our hearts to a deeper place of prayer and seeking you and seeking your word and your way, oh God. Father, we know, oh God, that only you can deliver us from the evil that is besetting humanity right now. Holy Spirit, take control, have your way, show us mercy. Reach out to us one more time, oh God. Revive us one more time, oh God. Pour out your spirit one more time, oh God. Pour out your spirit one more time in our generation, oh Lord, that we will not perish. King of glory, we give you praise. We thank you. We bless you, Lord, for Claire, General Flynn, and everyone that is doing their best, oh God, to bring your word to the world. That your glory will just begin to follow everything that we do. King of glory, we give you praise. In Jesus' name,
amen. Amen. Ladies and gentlemen, thank you so much. My name is Dr. Eric Napudi. I want you to stand in this battle. And everybody, this is Missouri. Pay attention to these amendments next Tuesday. They're not what you think they are. There's a lot of hidden stuff that shouldn't be there. And everybody, General Michael Flynn is coming up next. And this great state of Missouri that's the show me state, you all better stand up and raise the roof off this place for these gentlemen. Thank you, guys. I love and appreciate you. Let's do this.
Okay, we've got several hundred thousand people watching online right now, and I just encourage everybody, can you come up here for just a second? What is your web address there, sir? People want to donate
well,
something.
Well, there's two places they can go. The first place is go with fightwithEric.com.
FightwithEric.com.
You can also go to EricNapudi.com, EricNapudi.com.
So let's go to EricNapudi.com. So if we go there real quick. Here, Devin. Hey, Devin, can we go to EricNapudi.com? So if we all could get our phone out and go to EricNapudi.com. And the way, in my opinion, this is my to take. Anytime I've had a big goal in my life, I try to set a SMART goal. So it's a specific, measurable, actionable, realistic, time sensitive. If you were to come to my business conference, this is what I would tell you. Specific, measurable, actionable, realistic, and time sensitive. I don't think it's realistic for us to raise $3 million right now unless somebody's feeling inspired, in which case I'm sure he wouldn't mind a $3 million donation. But I think we could say specifically, just be thinking right now, could you do like, $10 a month? Could you do that? So specific and then measurable, what's that number? Is measurable? Okay, so smart goals, specific, measurable, actionable. Are we going to actually do it? Because what happens is whatever we're going to do, if we do it, then it's done. But if we think about doing it later, we never do that. Right? It's like whatever. It's like the garage, the junk drawer where we have a VCR manual. Remember the junk drawer? You don't even have a VCR, nor have you owned a VCR in two consecutive decades, but yet you still keep the manual and the large batteries and staples to a miniature stapler and a shake weight. Okay, all in that. It's a big drawer. Okay, so specific shake weight. Someone's like, I bought that. I still bought that. Okay, specific, measurable, actionable, and then realistic. What's an amount you could do every month that's realistic for you? And I recommend that you do a Starbucks fast, like for the rest of your life, never go to Starbucks. And then you just take that money. I mean it, though, seriously. So specific, measurable, actionable, realistic, and then, time sensitive. And no pressure, but now. I'm not judging you, but I'm judging you. But you got to do it now. Because we all have a lane we can do. Some of us organize events. There's pastors, doctors. But Eric is one of the first doctors in America. How many of you remember this guy? Seeing this guy online very early? And one of the first doctors I know to speak out and the last doctor that I know to ask for help. Let me repeat that. The first doctor to speak out and the last guy to ask for help. So where do we go again if we want to donate?
Go to fightwithdreric.com.
Can you pull that up there?
It'll be up tomorrow, fightwithdreric.com. But okay. The Venmo right there,
yep.
Go back to the Venmo, take a picture of that. You guys can help with that as well.
Okay.
We just started asking for help, so Clay, you're right. I appreciate it. I'm
so if we do that now, does that work?
Yeah, it works right now. Go boom.
Right there, boom.
Boom.
What do you have to do to do that? To walk us through it. Some people over here are north of 40, my friend.
Well, you just click on that. Take a picture of that.
Take a picture of that, and then what happens?
And then you click the little, what do you call that thing that's right there? QR code.
Yep.
And then it says Venmo.
Okay.
You can say a dollar, a quarter. But here's the thing.
Yeah.
Clay, I want to be real, like, for real with this.
Yeah.
God said to me, Eric, get out of the way and let other people be a blessing for this thing. Everybody needs a piece of this blessing. I don't care if it's a nickel, a quarter, a dollar, $10. The whole world, if 330,000 Americans gave a dollar.
Right. That's what I'm saying. And we have enough people watching right now that if everyone gave 10 bucks a month, we have problem solved here. So
Clay,
I just encourage everybody, take action. He's a great friend of mine. I've known him for over a year and a half, almost 2 years there. One more time. Let's hear for Eric Naputi. Thank you, Eric.
Appreciate you,
boss. All right. Now, our next presenter, our final presenter, is pretty hardcore about freedom. After we did that first Reawaken America tour, it's called the Reopen America event. It wasn't a tour. It was the Reopen America thing at Rhema. And I thought, ha-ha, thing, drop the mic, done. Going back to my man cave. And then he's like, can we do another one and another one and another one? It turns out freedom isn't free. We have to fight for it. And he's been leading the way. Ladies and gentlemen, please stand to your feet one more time and greet America's general, General Michael Flynn.
It's Christmas. I've been carrying this bag since I left my house. And I already walked up all the way up into the upper decks here, into the cheap seats, and I really appreciate all these diehards, all these diehards. So I'm going to toss some things out. I went in the back, so I try to equally share, because most of the time when they throw stuff from the stage, none of the people in the grandstands ever get anything. So I already worked the last day and a half to do that. So I want to make sure I just throw some things out. And, you know, and I'll say, I'll do a quick message here. And then get you on your way home safe and sound, okay? And I do want to leave you with a specific message. So I'm just going to toss these, okay? And these say, fight like a Flynn, all right? Fight like a Flynn. I like to throw. I like baseball. You see what my wife made me carry? I mean, I carried like this bag was full carrying it through a couple of airports. People thinking, looking at me like, what? Woo! All right, three more. I'm going to give one right back here. This is a tank top for a lady. There you go, one more right there. All right, that's enough fun. That's enough fun. Okay, just stay in your seat, stay in your on your feet. Please stand up. Please stand up, because you know what? I've been standing all day, so I'm going to make you stand for a few minutes, okay? Okay, and I'm not going to be that long because, you know, you guys have been inundated with information. And one of the things that I want you to understand is that the United States of America, when it was created, and our founders knew that they were creating it, and they felt a sense of risk when they created it. And it wasn't 1776 when it suddenly happened. And our Constitution wasn't signed for, you know, wasn't created until really almost two decades later, right? So we have to remember that we are constantly in a battle. Constantly in a battle. It is spiritual, it is intellectual, it's emotional, it's physical. And this next week, just this next week alone, is probably going to be one of the most emotional weeks that this country has experienced in a very, very long time. And it's not going to end on Tuesday night. So, and this is, I call it, like in military operations, you know, we have phasing, we phase our operations. This is sort of phase zero. This is phase zero. We are recreating. We are reviving. We are resurrecting this country. And honestly, I said this earlier, the Judeo-Christian values that this country was created upon, it's a very serious thing to me. Our Constitution is it's a fulfillment of a promise that we make to each other as Americans, just as the Bible is a fulfillment of the promises that we make to each other as Christians on this planet. And anybody that believes, I mean, the Bible is a very powerful thing, as is the Constitution. And those promises are things like the Bill of Rights, things like the Ten Commandments. Those are the promises. Those are the commitments that we have with each other. And then the fulfillment of those commitments are found in those other documents. And most people, most kids these days, they don't know which end is up. You know, the Declaration of Independence, the Constitution, the Bill of Rights, it takes you about 45 minutes to read it. That's it. About 45, maybe an hour, if you're a slow reader like me. That's all it takes. It doesn't take that long to read our Constitution. So one of the tasks for you, that if you do nothing else, go, you know, over maybe tomorrow, maybe Monday, is go read it. Go read the Constitution. You can Google it or whatever. Hopefully you got a pocket. A lot of you carry around pocket Constitution. I signed a god-awful lot of them. And I don't mind doing that. I will tell you, on behalf of everybody on our team here, and Clay and Lisa and the families that are behind all these people that speak, all the sacrifice that we go through, and we are so thankful. It is exhausting. But trust me, we get energy because of you. You don't know, you don't realize how much energy those of us that are fighting and have these platforms and are trying to make a difference in our country. I get so much energy from being around people like you, because I know when I'm in a battle formation, I know whether I'm going to win or it's going to be a tough day. And I know that this nation, this country, our destiny, the path that we are on right now, I know it's going to be just fine. It's going to be just fine. We're going to do just fine. You know why? Because of every single American that believes in this country like you believe in this country. So don't think for a second that, I mean, because they're going to want us to feel, and I've done this before at places, they want us to feel like we're at the edge, you know, and that some parts of this country are down in the abyss, right? They want to put us at this edge, and they do it intentionally. They do it to divide us. So stay strong together. Stay strong in your faith. Stay strong with your families. Stay strong with each other. Never give up the fight. Ever. And if there's one thing that I have learned in the lifetimes that I have lived, in the years that I've been on this planet, is that once you give up, once you've quit, they got you. You're done. You're done. And if you can stand and breathe, like all these people that you heard last couple of days who are fighting in some capacity, some way, whether it's medical, whether it's built, whether it's, you know, lawfare or the legal stuff that we do, or just trying to teach. These are people that are fighting. Help them somehow. Figure out how you can participate with some of these people that you saw. Figure out how to use the talents and the skills that God gave you. The path that we're walking on now, I always tell people, what you do in life was decided upon before you were even born. Okay? Was decided upon before you were even born. Send that little boy up here that's waving. Get him up here. Yeah, get up here, kid. My mom used to call it forced family fun, right? She would keep us all night. Forced family fun. Come over here, son. Come on, buddy. Huh? Now you're Chase. This is Chase. Chase is on the case. Right? So, Chase, I didn't realize it was you, Chase. When I looked out there, he was waving. Chase interviewed me earlier today. Yeah, they got a neat little podcast back here. So, Chase, tell us a little bit about yourself. How old are you?
I'm 8 years old.
And where do you go to school?
Sugar Grove Elementary.
Sugar Grove Elementary. That's a big shout out for Sugar Grove Elementary. Who's your favorite teacher?
My music teacher.
And what's your music teacher's name?
I forgot her name, but she's still my favorite.
Do you play an instrument?
What?
You play an instrument?
I'm learning how to play the drums and piano.
Okay. I'm up here with this young man because what we have to do is we have to take children and we have to bring them, we have to raise them up. We have to raise children up and we have to put children in a place where they can gain confidence. And I'll tell you what, this young man will never forget this stage. You know, and it's building confidence in these children that are out there. Because God help us. My generation is going to be the generation, not his mom or dad, because they're trying to raise this kid, and definitely not this kid who's probably old enough to be my grandson, right? I have grandchildren older than him. It's this generation, it's my generation. Not everybody in here is in my generation because a lot of young people in here. So I appreciate all the young people in here. I appreciate this young man being up here. It's way past your bedtime because it's way past my bedtime. But I'm just telling you, this is why we do what we do. Okay? This is it. This is it. Everybody knows, right? So one last, what do you want to say? What do you want to say to this great audience? Anything?
Joe Biden.
Go ahead.
Joe Biden's bad.
Where's his ma? All right, buddy. Hey, give me five. All right, later. God bless you. You go. You take your time going off there. Don't be tripping down them stairs. All right. But I'm going to tell you, you know, that's what you got to do. You got to raise these kids up. You got to raise them up. We all make mistakes. And I always used to teach in the military, you know, can you recover from that mistake? And if normally the answer was yeah, right? So I would say, okay, don't make that mistake again. Go out and make new mistakes. Go out and make new mistakes. Go out there. I want you to live. I want you to find what it is that you do well. I want you to find your talents. I want you to find your skills. We're very close to something that's going to be historic for our country. And maybe, you know what? At this point in time, it is in God's hands. It is in God's hands. And we're going to be just fine. And so as we move forward together, and we're going to move forward together. And I'm going to tell you, we are going to continue to move this country forward together. And we're going to do it in a way, and we are going to put the fear of God into these soulless, dark spirits. Okay? So I just want to say to you, you know, have a very, very, thank you so much, first of all. Have a safe trip going home. Wherever you're going, thank you very much. I love you. And God bless you. And never forget to say your prayers, right? And that little boy, say your prayers every day. Say a prayer every day. Say it for somebody. Say it for yourself. And definitely say it for this country, okay? God bless you. I'm going to turn it back over to Clay Clark to close this show out. Thank you very much. God bless you all. Amen.
You're listening to Republic Broadcasting Network. Real news, real talk, real people. Because you can handle the truth.
OPEC Plus is expected to announce a cut in oil production today. I'm Peter Serafine with today's Liberty Minute. The oil producers cartel of OPEC Plus is meeting today and is expected to announce the largest cut in oil production since the beginning of the COVID pandemic. Some are forecasting a cut of 1 million barrels a day. That would obviously raise the price of oil and in turn the cost of gasoline. And clearly, a steep increase in gas prices this close to election time would be a disaster for the Democrats. So the Biden administration has launched a full-scale pressure campaign hoping to stop the production reduction. Remember when America was energy independent and a net exporter of energy? Ah, the good old days. If only Biden had not attacked American oil producers, stopped pipelines, and ended leases, and drained the nation's strategic oil reserves. Find more news and commentary at liberty-lighthouse.com. Until tomorrow, Sivas Pashem, Parabellum.
My name is John. I'm the founder of Blackout Coffee, and I started Blackout because I really love coffee. I've always loved coffee, and after traveling so much to Europe, South America, and trying so many different coffees that were so good, and every time I came back to the U.S., I was so disappointed with the coffee, so I figured that I had to do something about it. The biggest difference is on the beans and the roasting process, how we roast it, and how fresh it is. The fresher the roast, the better the quality. Here I have like all of the coffee. It's roasted within 1 to 2 days prior to being shipped. So it literally gets to consumers' house within 3 to 5 days after being roasted. If you like coffee, you have to try ours. It's fresh roasted. It's one of the best beans that we can get, and you will definitely see the difference.
Visit blackoutcoffee.com and use the coupon code REPUB10. That's REPUB10.
Homeowners, if your lender has gone out of business or sold your transaction to another lender or servicer, you may be the victim of a wrongful foreclosure resulting in the loss of your home. If you've already lost your home, are in foreclosure, or even in good standing, you can challenge the mortgage transaction's illegal issue and your property can be restored to you, and your foreclosure can be stopped or reversed and the mortgage transaction declared unenforceable. State laws, U.S. title codes, the Uniform Commercial Codes, and U.S. Supreme Court rulings have upheld that defective mortgage documentations can reverse or stop foreclosures and enforce property title claims in favor of the homeowner. We are having successes in stopping the process of foreclosure, the enforcement of the foreclosure judgments, the sale of property, and evictions after the sale. We are not attorneys, and we don't give legal advice. We are a professional team of legal researchers, providing forensic mortgage audits and expert witnesses. We have the knowledge to produce the evidence and enforce laws regarding your legal issues. We've been in business for 12 years without a complaint. Consultations are free, and we provide a free title search to confirm if your mortgage has legal defects. Please call 855-253-3748. 855-2, keep it today.
Go out and make new mistakes. Go out there. I want you to live. I want you to find what it is that you do well. I want you to find your talents. I want you to find your skills. We're very close to something that's going to be historic for our country. And maybe, you know what? At this point in time, it is in God's hands. It is in God's hands. And we're going to be just fine. And so as we move forward together, and we're going to move forward together, and I'm going to tell you, we are going to continue to move this country forward together. And we're going to do it in a way, and we are going to put the fear of God into these soulless, dark spirits. Okay? So I just want to say to you, you know, have a very, very, thank you so much, first of all. Have a safe trip going home, wherever you're going, and thank you very much. I love you. And God bless you, and never forget to say your prayers, right? And that little boy, say your prayers every day. Say a prayer every day. Say it for somebody. Say it for yourself. And definitely say it for this country, okay? God bless you. I'm going to turn it back over to Clay Clark to close this show out. Thank you very much. God bless you all. Amen.
All right, ladies and gentlemen, I appreciate you for being here. Did you learn something? All right, and again, I just want to tell you, General Flynn, Eric Trump, Sean Foyt, Dr. Stella Emanuel, they're all the real deal, these people, and I appreciate you guys supporting them, and I just encourage you to take this knowledge you've gained and turn it into power. Go out there, because knowledge without application is meaningless. Again, knowledge without application is meaningless. So we just let's go out there, and let's do the best we can to share the truth, wake people up, all right? And we'll end this thing with a boom, all right? We're going to end with a boom, and I'll be out there if you want me to sign something. If you say, please don't sign things, I have to go away, I'm tired of hearing you. That. I get it. But I'm here for you if you want me to. But we're going to end with a boom, because boom stands for big, overwhelming, optimistic momentum, and that's what this country needs. 3, 2, 1, boom! Take care.
You will not comply with the institution's sick illusion. No, it won't be televised. Welcome to the revolution.
I want to take a time out here for some important information for you guys. While things are rolling on here, I've got Roger Landry here with a quick message. How are you doing, Roger?
Oh, I'm doing well, as long as you don't consider that the whole world's falling apart around us. But yeah, under prevailing circumstances, better than we expected.
Well, that's why we have you here, the founder and, you pretty much run all of TLB, including something that falls underneath TLB, and that is TLBTalk.com. So people might be wondering why TLBTalk.com.
All right. Well, that's a good question. And first off, I appreciate you inviting me in to discuss this. The why of TLBTalk.com is a very easy answer. And it's going to probably encompass some of the points that we wanted to discuss today. The why of TLB Talk is this. How many people listening to this are tired of being told that you violated community standards? Let me ask you a question. Since when are community standards set up for those who run an organization and wish to control the narrative? That's not community standards. That's authoritarianism. Community standards are standards that are set up for the community to allow the community to do things within their community. So the why of TLB Talk, how many again have been shut up for violating community standards? How many of you have been put on, say, Facebook vacation for a day, 3 days, a week, 30 days, simply because you said the truth, but they, in fact, don't believe that's the truth, or it doesn't fit into their narrative because Facebook is once again in court, and what they're finding out is that they're going to be penalized because their so-called fact checkers are in fact lie inserters. So this is the reason for TLB Talk. When you tell me that I have the right to the freedom of speech, then the only restrictions that should be placed on me is, am I stepping outside of the norms of society? Meaning, am I so profane, so vulgar that nobody wants to listen to it? Or am I saying something that's illegal? Hey, I know there's a couple of five-year-old boys, you want to rent them? These are the things you cannot say. But anything can be discussed respectively if you, again, present them respectively. And in order to do that, you need a platform that says, we're going to give you the ability to talk. We're going to give you freedom of speech. Now, for everybody listening here, let me explain something to you. Freedom of speech doesn't guarantee you an audience. It guarantees you the ability to say something. But if what you're saying is so stupid or based on so little facts that even a kindergartner can prove you wrong, then there is no guarantee that anybody's going to listen to you, and everybody on TLB Talk has a block button. So the ability to talk is there. Whether people listen or not depends on the message that you wish to deliver. Now, would you say that that's appropriate, V?
Absolutely. And then you mentioned the whole audience thing. I do believe we could definitely use free speech. It's so strange how people have become so addicted to Facebook and that whole audience thing. They forgot the whole point of the idea of freedom of speech, which is no longer available on Facebook. So I don't even know why people are on Facebook anymore. Do you?
Well, it's called programmed ignorance. And if I tell you that black is blue often enough, and you know, you have no way to actually check to see that is black really blue, then eventually you're going to believe black is blue. And this is what's called programmed ignorance. If I kick enough people off right under your nose for saying something that I'm saying is not true, then you're not going to say it because you feel you may get kicked off too. So you have been programmed via their ignorance. Ignorance is not stupidity. Stupidity is, even if you had the information, you wouldn't know what to do with it. Ignorance is not having the information, so you don't know what to do with it. So your programmed ignorance is based on the fact that Facebook lays down the law by threatening and or by kicking people off for doing things that you had no clue whether they were telling the truth or not. But Facebook told you they were lying. So from that point on, because you've been programmed with that ignorance, you believe that that is a lie, and you won't talk about it because you want to keep your membership. And why is Facebook so popular? Facebook came up from the get-go as a platform that would allow you to have a voice, that would allow you to say the things you needed to say or the things that you wanted to say. Once you get the power of cha-ching, once you get several billion members globally and you have the political clout that most people don't understand, anybody out there that doesn't understand the massive amount of money that is put into Facebook by the government, not just our government, governments across the planet. So you've got government control, you've got money control, and you've got elitist control, and those are the people who actually own and run those governments that we're talking about. So Facebook has been the standard since day one. They were the first. They were the first ones to make it to the point where everybody decided they wanted to have a piece of this because they wanted to be able to talk to people in Japan. They wanted to be able to talk to people in Australia. They wanted to be able to, as if they were standing right next to them, without a long-distance phone call charge. And Facebook offered all of that. So as it progresses, what people need to understand is if I jump in and I become a tyrant, if I say, blue is blue, and all of a sudden I jump in and say, blue is black, and you better remember it. That's tyranny. And everybody goes, this guy's an idiot. This guy's a liar. But if every single day you move the yardstick just a tiny little bit, just a smidgen, over how many years has Facebook been around? You reach a point with that little nudge every single day. Over a couple of decades, you reach the point of tyranny. And guess what, V? Most people aren't even aware of it if it weren't for people like you and I screaming that it's there.
Well, I find it to be alarming that people don't even understand for the simple fact that they're underneath a form of slavery. I mean, whenever you are so scared of losing your digital ID, your digital body, which is your account on a social network, you can't say anything for fear of losing it. That's a form of slavery. And, you know, just like getting kicked off of Twitter or Facebook or anything, it's like you're dead.
Well, you bring up the obvious because anybody who knows about the Liberty Beacon, we have been putting out on multiple websites globally. And when I say global websites, I'm not joking. We have a website, and V can tell you about this. We have a website in Europe called Europe Reloaded, run by a woman who lives in, guess where? Paris. We have another website in the UK run by a gentleman who lives in the UK, and the website's called UK Reloaded. So we have global websites. We know for a fact that we have been putting the truth out for a very, very long time. We are under the microscope. We didn't so much build TLB Talk because we couldn't handle the social media platforms that are there. We built TLB Talk for you, and because we knew eventually they weren't going to let us there anymore. As a matter of fact, after 7 years with only, I think, one strike against us in 7 years, Twitter decided to kick us off for violating community standards, and they didn't even point to one single article as the culprit. They basically said it was the things we say. Okay, what about that, B? It's the things we say.
Yeah, and so that makes it hard for, I know, the individual to survive. They have a business or any political stance they want to pursue. So I know we have created our own methods, which is not a hard concept to understand, but it's a mechanism in the way that we need to survive. Can we talk about that?
The thing of it is, and that's exactly what we have to talk about, and I've already alluded to part of this, okay? How do we do what everybody else promised you they were going to do, but they haven't done? Well, first off, they all take corporate money. As soon as you start taking corporate money, you start taking corporate lies, and you start taking corporate influence. It doesn't matter whether or not they say, we gave you $1 million to get this thing up and running, and it's not like we really want to, run the show or anything. But when this guy on your show said this the other day, that really doesn't fall into our policy. So if you wouldn't mind, maybe we shouldn't hit on that too hard going forward. And that's the way it starts, with a very gentle, very pleasant request. And then eventually it ends up with, well, if you want your check next month, this is what you're going to do. What do we do? We don't take any corporate money from anybody. We will not take corporate money. Now, if you're a member and you own a business and you wish to advertise on TLB Talk, that's a different story. We will have a membership business page. We're in the process of putting that together right now. What's a membership business page? It's a page where people who, and a lot of conservatives, and there will be a lot more conservatives than liberals on this type of a platform. When a lot of conservatives, when you step back and look, you realize they own a majority of the small and the family businesses. So if you want a place where you can advertise your business to those who think and act like you do, then you can go to the business page on TLB Talk. You will pay the same amount that anybody else will pay. You will pay it once a month. And the only thing you get for that, let's say it's $5 a month or $10 a month for an ad, the only thing you get for that is your ad on that page. And it's exclusive to TLB Talk, and it's exclusive to the membership. So it's not corporate money coming in by the millions of dollars, and if you don't do what we say, we're going to pull our $1 million out, and you're not going to be able to do anything going forward. This is business owners who have membership in TLB Talk paying the exact same amount, even if they've got a $5 million business, as the person who has a $50,000 business to advertise their business on the business page. So we've gotten away from the corporate influence in this fashion. But the one thing everybody has to understand, and I started out with this, is that your word determines your audience. If you're a moron, you sound like a moron. The facts you produce make you look like, make it prove you're a moron. Then your audience is going to be next to nothing, if it's anything. If you're offensive in the way you deliver things, you're going to find that a lot of people have blocked you. What I'm trying to tell you is that on TLB Talk, it is the membership. It is the audience that determines your success rate, not us, not the people who own it, not like Facebook, where all of the police work for Facebook, not like Twitter, where all of the police work for Twitter, not like YouTube, where all of the police work for YouTube. On TLB Talk, you must sell your message to your peers. And if they don't wish to have it, you won't succeed. This is the difference between freedom of speech and authoritarianism. This is the difference between Facebook, Twitter, YouTube, Instagram, whatever, whatever, and TLB Talk.
Well, it sounds like a wonderful opportunity to nullify that great reset and to, yeah, and to battle or cancel out the cancel culture. So there are other opportunities that are available
on this
network as well. Let's talk about that.
Okay. First off, what I just got done telling everybody here is we're not going to be dependent on large corporate donations. Actually, donations, the only donations that will come from any corporation are ones, those that are members, and that will go through the normal donation channel. Okay, and you can buy an ad to promote yourself, but you're going to be paying the same amount everybody else is. So the majority of the support that we're going to get to not only make this project thrive, tlbtalk.com, and go there if you haven't been there, it's a great platform. What we need is involvement from the membership. If we're not going to be supported by big corporate dollars, then we need to be supported by you. So what am I asking for? I'm asking for you guys to drop $2 a month in the bucket. I'm asking you to drop $5 a month in the bucket. If you can't do that, but every once in a while you've got an extra 10 bucks, drop that in the bucket. Look, I've got something to tell you people. If you wish to have this type of platform to overcome all of the evils you're putting up with and what is supposed to be freedom of speech platforms that really aren't, then it's incumbent upon you to help this thing thrive. This is not my platform. V is one of the directors. He is our special projects director for TLB Talk. It's not his platform. It's none of the people who run its platform. It is a platform of, by, and for the people. If you wish it to succeed, you will help us. You will support it. Will you know exactly the way that money's being spent? Of course you will. Will you understand exactly where we're going, what we're doing, and what we plan on doing? Of course you will. This is already a habit of ours. But there's one more thing that most people probably wouldn't figure on. And that is, if you feel that you like this concept enough that you wish to go out and help find small businesses to come in and become members, okay, and do a small one-time donation or whatever, then there may be a way for you to make an income by doing that. Now, I'm not going to go into a lot of detail on that, but suffice it to say, if you can help to bring funds into the project, you as a member, then there is a way that you can actually enjoy a portion of that as a reward for helping this project to not only maintain, but to grow. And this is what we're working on right now. We don't want, I would tell you, I would rather have $1,000 from 50 small businesses in a downtown community than $50,000 from one individual. The reason for that is, again, when you talk about something like that, you talk about that usually comes with strings. But if somebody can come in, somebody who has a little bit of clout, somebody in their neighborhood who knows there are people that would enjoy something like this and would like a chance to advertise to people who think and talk and act the way they do, then there is a mechanism in place for us to compensate you for that help. And what do you got to say about that, V?
Well, if I can sum it up in three words, I would say we the people.
Yes.
I hear so many people talk about, you know, we the people, we the people. And that seems to be the one thing that we can all agree on. It doesn't matter where your political standpoint is. I've heard discussions from every corner of everything. And it's always, okay, we should start at We the People. Well, here's the point of We the People, right here with TLBTalk.com.
And what people do need to understand here is we're not against a small business or a medium-sized business coming in and helping us to grow. What we are against is anybody figuring that they are buying influence. That won't be tolerated. Your place in the ad page will be the same size as the guy who can barely afford to give us $50 a month. This is the way it has to be. We need people to understand that this is not a corporate supported project. When we have 100,000 people in TLB Talk, if we can get even 50% of them, 50,000 people, to donate $5 a month on average, you're talking $250,000 a month. There is nothing you can't have. There is no capability on any platform that we cannot provide you. But this won't have come from big businesses. It won't have come from my pocket or V's pocket or anybody else's pocket. It will have come, a majority of it, from the small donations of you, the members, who wish to see this platform, unregulated by corporate money, succeed and grow. And one more time, if you can help us to get the funds we need to grow from those local businesses, from individuals you know around you, then we will find a way, and there already is a mechanism in place, actually, to make it worth your while. Not a joke. So get a hold of V, or go to TLB Talk and send us a message. There's a button you can click right in the top of the right-hand column where you can send us a message. And if you can help us to grow, we can help you to go.
Wow. That sounds like a lot of people might have an opportunity to work from home, just like me.
Well, I got to tell you something, and I'm not going to push this too far, but let's say you went out over the course of a week and brought in $10,000 worth of donations to the Liberty Vegan Project. $2,000 of that is actually yours.
And then you'd be a true winner.
Then you don't lose either way. You don't lose by helping, and you don't lose when you go to the grocery store next week, because it's not your money you're spending. It's the money you earn from helping us to grow.
Absolutely. Well, Roger, I want to thank you for coming on with me to share the special message of ours. It's been an honor, and I love working with you, and other people would find they would like working with you as well. Come and join us. Be a part of the family with TLBTalk.com.
When my wife's father has introduced me to stogies, what is she going to say?
Go ahead. Next time, for Redfield Hardcore, keep it real. Take her red pill.
Say hello to my little friend.
Conan, what is best in life? Crush your enemies, see them driven before you, and hear the lamentation of your women.
That is good.
That is good.
Tune in next time to Redfield Hardcore. Keep it real. Take your uphill.
Winner.
Gonna get the green light from Mom.
Have you been looking for a trusted long-term storable food company? We have a solution for you. Simply Clean Foods is dedicated to providing the best quality food you can buy next to fresh from a farmer's market. Our line of resealable fruits, vegetables, and meats are suitable for everyday use, and you won't have to worry about throwing away valuable groceries ever again. Our food is completely GMO-free, and our stringent quality controls, plus testing for heavy metals, makes us unique in the storable foods market. Simply Clean Foods' primary focus is to bring clean food to people all around the world and change the way we look at freeze-dried food in our daily cooking. When you purchase from Simply Clean Foods, not only will you be receiving high-quality food, but you will also be supporting veterans in need across the country and those who are affected by natural disasters.
go to republicbroadcasting.org and click on long-term food storage in the rotating sponsors banners to support RBN.
Simply Clean Foods. Do it today.
This is RBN, the Republic Broadcasting Network.